had a long, it had a weight on the end of this, they called it a sweeper. It was long log, and at the end it had a weight on it. And you pulled it down into the well and let the bucket sink. And then you had to hold it to come up. You didn't pull it up. You held it to keep it from coming up too fast to spill in the water. And then when you got to the top, when you got to the top of the well, the sweep, the weight on it had gone back down to the ground, and you just took your water out.
Yes, it was.
And Emma poured it out into whatever.
The old house, we didn't have a bucket in the well. A bucket.
You never knew about that.
Had a,
well, that was the old timey way of getting the water up. They used to.
Pulled the bucket up.
It was had a long.
It
was all wood.
It had
a log, and it was put up on a high pole.
It was long.
And it had a peg that went through there.
Into the well
that went through the stand that held the log up. It had a peg, wooden peg, and held it on the top.
In the water.
And that
got to the top. Why they?
It was hewn down with the they call it hewing it down. You know the log, and it was made square by an axe that they used to hew it down. And they bored a hole, made a hole through this log. And then they had this wooden peg that went through there. And
had a long,
then at the top of there, they had a pole that come down that was easy for you. It wasn't too big that you could hold. And you pull it down like this. You pull it down. And then when you got it in the water, you got your bucket full, then you brought it up, but you had to hold it to steady it all, to keep your water from spilling, and you didn't let it come up too fast. But it drew the water up. You didn't have to pull it down, you know. You never had heard tell of it.
It was made square.
Well, that was the way to draw water. And it was not, you'd think it was bad, but it was not bad to get it up out of the well.
This
one,
the covered well?
No, it went through there. And
then
the
bucket came water. What did you used to carry the
milk
in?
Wooden bucket. Yeah, everything. And after you milked, and then everything was. After the milk was strained, you used a cloth to strain the milk. Always strain the milk before you. And all of that was washed and put out into sunshine every day after you got through and put the milk away. That was all washed and put out in the sun.
You never had heard
that? What kind of cloth did you use?
Well, it was a. It was kind of thin material, and they called it the straining cloth.
It was not bad to get it up.
And it was washed and sterilized and then put in the sun.
No, it wasn't.
There was no odor left in it.
That was done every day.
Every day. After you make it.
What about, you said you used wooden buckets to carry your milk in. What, do you have a special name that were made out of metal,
would have
been called
the milk.
Always strained the milk before.
We always called the
milk. All of that was washed and put out in the sunshine.
Did you ever hear it called a pail?
Well, I always called it the milk.
That was always washed and put out in the sun. Well, it was a.
Now, what about the container that you used to carry the food to the pigs in? What was it called?
Slop bucket.
They called it the straining bucket.
Were all these same buckets, or did you keep them separate?
Oh, they were kept separate, sure. Slop bucket was not even, it was not as clean. You kept your milk, you had to keep your milk bucket clean and sun.